Hey everyone, Victor Peroni here from TrustRing. I'm here very close to Lake Como in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, and today I want to talk about a topic that comes up regularly, which is, should I give equity to my software house, or any software house for that matter? And the idea is pretty good, right? You need a bit of funding, you need that bit of more runway, you need something developed. Why not involve somebody who has an actual impact on your product? Why not involve someone who, you know, might be extra motivated by that little bit of equity? And while that can work, I want to go through some of the dangers or things you should consider when doing that. So there's two main reasons that I want to expand on. Number one is a software house usually not being an experienced investor. And the second one is flaws in a software house's business model that make it hard to do that. It can still work out. I just want you to be aware of those two things. So number one, a software house usually is not an experienced investor. They're not an angel investor, not a VC. So they might have different expectations, right? A software house doesn't do, usually most of the ones I've seen, they don't do a lot of deals. It's not actually something they have a system for or they know how to do. And that may not necessarily be a bad thing, right? If they give you money, they give you money after all, right? But as with any friend you might take money from or somebody who's not an experienced investor, there might be a different set of expectations, right? So a software house might not understand per se the game works, right? That 8, 9 out of 10 investments don't go anywhere, especially early stage, right? And you then just ride your winners to make up for the rest. But in order to be able to do that statistically, apart from having a bit of an understanding what makes a successful startup you want to invest in, have a hypothesis, right? An investment hypothesis that you have. Also understand that most are not going to go anywhere. You need to be able to do enough deals, and that's usually the problem. A software house will not do 20, 30, 40 deals because they're not able to then statistically, with a bit of knowledge and understanding how investments work, make their money not just back, but actually earn solidly on that. So that's sort of the first thing is like, well, your software house that you're talking to probably is not an experienced investor. And so all the downsides that come with it might apply, which is have expectations like, you know, at least make your money back within 6 to 12 months, right? That might not be happening, right? And so those expectations need to be set very clearly. Your first factor of having somebody who's motivated by equity might very quickly turn into a disadvantage, because with the wrong expectation setting, they might actually get demotivated very quickly if the results aren't coming in very quickly. I might think, you know, I'm just gonna invest a couple months of work and, you know, next year I'll be rich. That might be what somebody might be thinking if they're not experienced, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is the more structural problem. So what do I mean by that? Structurally, a software house relies, as most service businesses, heavily on billable hours. But, and that might sound counterintuitive, but a software house, essentially they do mass production. They can only make money on that. So it's different than a typical consultancy or a law firm, let's say, where they might be able to invest a limited amount of hours, I don't know, 10, 20, 30, 40, maybe 50, right, on a certain project and cash in quite a substantial amount of money, equals quite a substantial amount of equity. They need to be doing large projects with a lot of hours, utilize their people full time, because they actually have very small margins on any developer. And so with very small margins also comes very small leverage, right? Well, a software house, in theory, might be ideal because, you know, let's say they quote you $200,000 to develop something. And so you think they might be more inclined to invest the $200,000 because it only costs them, I don't know, $100,000 to actually deliver the service, right? But that's not the case. It probably costs them more, like $150,000, maybe even more, probably not, but at least $150,000 to, obviously we're not considering opportunity costs, right? But to put into your deal. And so they actually need to invest that money. Given that they only make potentially 50K on a similar project, that means they actually have to do three projects like that to be able to support your fourth. Their margins are pretty small. Their human capital is just the biggest expense. So with those small margins, basically what happens in those big expenses, especially what happens is that if another client doesn't pay, or they lose a big project, or they, you know, anything that can happen. It's a very small capital buffer. They also need to, cash flow wise, they need to pay, you know, their developers immediately and upfront, and they have tiny, tiny cash buffers. A very, very cash intensive business. So anything happens, and they might have to look for ways to improve their cash flow situation. And so that can lead to a huge dissatisfaction to your deal that is not making the money, actually becoming another cash drain on their business that is hurting the business. And I've seen that many, many times where a software house that does one or two deals where they get equity for work actually gets into huge financial trouble and almost bankruptcy because of liquidity issues. Again, one missed payment impacts, you know, that several developers at work, and it's very tough. And so they might have to make certain decisions around maybe give you a cheaper developer instead, maybe various other solutions, or just stop working for a short time until you reuse a better developer on a different project. All those are things that I'm not saying they're doing because they are immoral or they want to do that. No, it's really about saving their business. It might be what they have to do. And you don't want to be in that situation where you've given away equity, you know, even though it's vested, but you're in this deal, right? And you're not really getting the quality, but especially not the focus and dedication and passion, what you initially wanted, right? You're not getting that because of the cash flow issues that they might have. So if you do want to proceed with something like that, a few tips on how to structure a deal is to avoid completely free work. You know, negotiate discounts instead. So for example, if you have that $100,000 deal, do pay a $200,000 deal, do pay $100,000 and only give the other $100,000 away for equity. That really changes their math completely. They're only investing a $50K instead of $150,000. It's much better for them and they're much more motivated. And you obviously have to give away less equity. You obviously have to vest those shares and tie that to specific goals. You need to maintain control over the team composition and the team quality, right? So really say what type of resources have to be on there at minimum, what needs to be developed, what milestones need to be done, and really tie that with some performance safeguards. And so the equity should reflect that performance and time commitment. So yeah, if you have any questions around that, if you're looking for any advice around that, feel free to reach out, feel free to comment, feel free to book a call. I'm really looking forward to that. I'm Victor Prawling, founder of TrustRing. At TrustRing, we do three things to help you build and run productive SaaS companies, SaaS product teams. Really, number one, we're a recruiting company. We headhunt individual developers, pre-vet them with our CTOs with a quick turnaround time of 4 to 6 weeks. We also consult. We have fractional CTOs, fractional CPOs to help you maintain control, accountability, strategy, a roadmap for your work. Make sure you are effective and productive. And we also have a network of trusted software houses if you ever need that. All right. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you again next time. If you have any questions that I should discuss, any topics I should discuss next time, also feel free to leave that in the comments. Feel free to subscribe, hit the like button, of course, and thank you so much.